Over summer, many Australians wore face masks to avoid breathing in thick smoke from the bushfires. It's still not known what long-term effects that will have on people's health. The pollution's prompted experts to call for the setting up of a national committee to examine not only bushfire smoke, but all types of air pollution, to give advice to you and policymakers on what should be done. David Sparks reports.
You might be breathing it in every day, but how often do you think about what air pollution is doing to your long-term health?
I do not worry about how air pollution affects my health, but I do avoid living on main roads for that reason.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, well, living in a city like Sydney, there's bound to be an awful lot of traffic, but also the bushfires was quite frightening. I could actually feel it in my throat, my eyes. I was coughing more and I just felt headaches and just not well.
It's an experience shared by thousands of people as bushfire smoke lingered over Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra and many regional centres this summer. Now, five health experts writing in the Medical Journal of Australia today say it's time to establish an independent committee on air pollution and its impacts on health. Professor Sotiris Vadoulakis from the Australian National University is one of the paper's authors.
I think it would be extremely helpful to have a committee that focuses on all types of air pollution, and that could be bushfire smoke, but also industrial pollution, emissions from traffic, emissions from domestic heating, for example, wood burning, and also from power generation. So we know that around 2% of total mortality of all deaths in Australia is related to air pollution.
He says the independent committee could advise health officials, politicians and the public.
So we have a balance here to strike. We want to protect the population. We want to reduce our exposure to smoke, but at the same time, we want to maintain some normality. We don't want to get over-anxious about the smoke.
While the bushfire smoke reached hazardous levels and forced some people to don masks or stay indoors, other researchers say it's wise to remember there are other forms of air pollution. Claire Walter is formerly a clinical pharmacist, now an honorary fellow at the University of Melbourne, who studies air pollution, particularly emissions from diesel vehicles.
This is something that we actually probably have a little bit more power over. You know, for example, Australia has a really high proportion of diesel vehicles in our fleet, about 25% currently. These cars produce about 7 to 10 times more harmful pollutants compared to the equivalent petrol vehicle.
Last month, the federal government announced funding for new bushfire smoke research, and the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, isn't opposed to the idea of a new independent expert committee.
Look, I welcome the calls from some of the experts in this space. That's precisely why we've allocated $5 million. Part of that will look at any permanent or standing arrangement. But we know that the smoke was deeply distressing for so many people over the course of the summer, in addition to, obviously, the catastrophic impact of the fires themselves. And so this funding will examine not just the health effects, but also the best permanent structures going forward.
That's the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt, ending that report by David Sparks.